gospel stories are all about faith. A faith so strong that it leads to the miraculous healing and a resurrection from the dead. St. Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 that faith is being certain of what we do not see. It is an absolute belief that God is constantly working behind the scenes in every area of our lives, even when there seems to be no tangible evidence to support that fact. Faith is not something we can produce on our own. It is a gift from God. Faithfulness is described as a fruit or a characteristic that is produced in our lives by the Holy Spirit. Christian faith is a confident trust or assurance in a God who loves us, who knows our thoughts, and who cares about our deepest needs. A growing faith is what we desire to have and what God desires to produce in us. As evidenced by today's gospel, faith does not mature and strengthen without trials. Adversity is often God's most effective tool to help us develop a strong faith. This is not because God has a desire for us to suffer, as we read in the first reading. Rather, in our fallen human state, adversity is often the catalyst that makes us more aware of our dependence on Christ and draws us closer to our Lord in prayer. The first step to faith is humility. St. Mark tells us that both Jairus and the woman with the bleeding approach Jesus humbly on the ground at Jesus' feet. Jairus, an influential and prominent ruler of the synagogue, fell at the feet of Jesus in front of a large crowd. I suspect that was a first for him. He begged Jesus to heal his 12-year-old daughter. The woman with the bleeding also fell at Jesus' feet. She then proceeded to explain in public her entire medical history, which could have been quite embarrassing. This woman suffered from some disease process that caused considerable persistent blood loss. This would have made her ritually unclean. She would have been shunned by faithful Jews, even her family. She would not have been allowed in the synagogue or even allowed to touch anything sacred. By the way, if a man had persistent area of bleeding from a wound, he too would have been unclean as well. Even still, she has the faith to risk rejection, come to Jesus, and know in her heart that if she touches just the hem of his cloak, she will be healed. Yes, she believes Jesus has the power to heal her, but just as importantly, she expects him to heal her. She has true living faith. When Jesus asked the question, "Who has touched my clothes?" his disciples probably looked at Jesus like he was crazy. The large crowd was pushing against them from all directions. Jesus knew he was touched by someone with great faith. This was different than just the crowds brushing up against him. Hundreds of people had touched him, but this was special. "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." Jesus proved that his ability to heal those with faith was more powerful than the many doctors the woman had seen. Our Lord healed her physical disease, because of her humble display of faith, he publicly brought her back into full communion with the Jewish people. Her faith was made whole, spiritually, socially, and psychologically. There was also great faith in Jairus' initial request that Jesus come and lay hands on his daughter, that she may get well and live. Jairus continued to trust in Jesus even after the people from his home told him that his daughter was dead. Jesus tells him, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." We can imagine that if we were in the same situation, we might have had a moment of doubt, but there was no wavering in Jairus. Both the woman and the synagogue official showed that they were people of great faith. They knew Jesus. They may have heard him preach or heard news of the signs and wonders that he performed. They had the courage to approach Jesus with complete trust. We are called to have the same faith some 2,000 years later. We have the distinct advantage of having the gifts of the church, the Holy Spirit, the sacraments, the Bible, all of sacred tradition. We even have one another to help build up our faith. Yet we still find ourselves far too often afraid to demonstrate our faith, both privately and publicly. We find it difficult to speak up for the truth, the teachings of the Catholic Church. We struggle to humble ourselves at our Lord's feet on a daily basis in prayer, to worship him and thank him for his many gifts. We are afraid to ask him to heal us from our sins in the sacrament of reconciliation. As we prepare ourselves to receive the Most Holy Communion, we must ask ourselves, do I have more faith in the body and blood of Christ or in a single pill of Tylenol or Motrin? When we take Tylenol or Motrin, we fully expect our pain to go away. We expect our fever to go down. We count on our headache to improve. When we receive the Eucharist today, what do we expect it to do for us? Do we receive the Eucharist today with the faith of the woman in today's gospel, fully expecting to be healed and strengthened with the grace through the Holy Spirit? Or are we more like the hundreds that touched Jesus in the crowd and just brushed past him unchanged? Jesus wishes to heal us today, just as he did in Palestine 2,000 years ago. Through the church, Jesus continues to heal, taking those who are ill by the hand and saying, "Talitha cum," I tell you, get up. We all have the belief that Jesus Christ has the power to heal us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today. But do we have the humility to ask for the gift of faith and expect real change in our lives because of that faith? We must trust in the fact that Jesus desperately wants to heal us. Faith is a gift from God that is essential to our identity as Christians. It was the faith of Jairus that caused Jesus to raise his daughter to life. It was the faith of the woman with the bleeding that allowed her to be healed by Christ. Faith is a deep trust in God, no matter what our life circumstances are. This kind of childlike trust in God's goodness, wisdom, and power is what God longs to give each one of us. It is our responsibility to help foster a trust in our Lord Jesus Christ that will allow him to transform us into the faithful disciples of Christ that we are created to be. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.